Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that the Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. And whenever works for you.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
That was Colin Cowherd giving his power rankings with your New England Patriots in the top 10. A lot of people have them knocking on the door. I saw Tom Brady, I think, has them at 9. They're finding their way into
eight.
That. Or 8. 8.
Above his Raiders, huh?
Ooh. Well, they got to be.
Just I mean, barely 10.
Yeah. But, your Patriots are getting some national attention. And Mike Vrabel was asked a couple weeks ago, does your record and where you are, first place in the division, number 2 seed in the AFC, does your standing affect the trade deadline? He kind of poo-pooed the idea, but I think a lot of people are now sniffing around like, you're a pretty good team. You should want to add depth or fill holes. So that brings us to Chad Graff in The Athletic, who writes, so far, in what might come as a surprise, the Patriots have made more calls about defensive players than offensive ones, according to a league source. They've been pleased, Fitzy, with their wide receivers and have given them, and while they might eventually need more depth at running back behind Ramondre Stevenson and Travion Henderson, they're pleased with those two. As the deadline nears, look for the Patriots to consider adding more help on defense, specifically looking for outside linebackers who can provide depth as pass rushers on the edge. So, Fitzy, I agree that depth on the edge is an issue. We've talked about it. When Harold Landry went down a couple weeks ago, it was like, yeah, if he's gone, you got a problem. But are you surprised that they are? Because I think a lot of us, Ted, I know you've brought up Breece Hall. I famously brought up Derrick Henry. There's a lot of running backs supposedly could be available. Fitzy, are you a little surprised that they're not looking to add depth to the backfield?
Yes. I would say my prioritization of depth additions for the Patriots would be I would go running back, then I'd go cornerback, then I'd go either defensive end or linebacker because if Ramondre goes down, all of a sudden, Travion Henderson's just going to suddenly figure out, like, this is the opportunity I've been waiting for. Like, the guy is still thinking too much and not reacting and playing with his God-given ability. And we all saw what this defense looks like when Christian Gonzalez goes down. Not to say you're going to go find a spare Gonzo out there someplace, Andy, but you need cornerback depth, especially with the way we've talked so much about how physically Marcus Jones, who's becoming more invaluable by the week, plays.
Yeah, he doesn't do the Charlie McAvoy. He is not monitoring his reps, Marcus Jones. He's a guy that plays physical. He doesn't avoid a hit.
I love it.
I love it,
he's
too.
He's so physical for the size. He will hit you. It doesn't matter how big you are, and he's not a big guy. And I got a lot of respect for that kid.
I do, too. I just don't love that I don't really feel like I'm have a lot of faith in whoever his backup is. Like, they have three corners. And then the next ones, you start to wonder, are they ready
to
see
the field?
We
remember those first two games with Alex Austin getting penalties.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, it's not great. So here are Chad Graff's targets. And I'll read the whole list, and then maybe we can chime in on guys we like or don't like. And yes, Ted Johnson, Breece Hall, is on the list. But Bengals defensive end Trey Hendrickson is one of, obviously, the top targets in all of football if the Bengals move on from him. He's a guy that led the NFL in sacks.
34 sacks last 2 years.
That's ridiculous. Obvious why you'd want him. Dolphins defensive end Jalen Phillips. Titans defensive end Draymond Jones. Titans defensive end Arden Key. I notice a trend here. A lot of defensive ends that they are targeting. Eagles wide receiver A.J. Brown. Everybody loves that idea, Fitzy. I know you do. Raiders wide receiver Jacoby Myers.
Yes.
I know you love that idea. Titans cornerback Jalen Armar Davis. And notice there's a bunch of Titans on this list. I wonder where that idea comes from. Could be, I don't know, Mike Vrabel. Jets running back Breece Hall and Browns running back Jerome Ford, who they will see on Sunday. So, Fitzy, if that were the list, mm-hmm. do you think it's a realistic list, or is this, I don't want to accuse Chad Graff of doing anything, but I've also done blogs in my day, and sometimes when you include a name like Trey Hendrickson or A.J. Brown, it gets read more than if you just include names no one's ever heard of. Do you think there's any chance the Patriots are on the higher end of this list?
No, I think they're going to be, I think the high end of it, and this is the guy that I've wanted for a long time. I've been a fan ever since they drafted him. I love Jalen Phillips out of Miami, and I think Miami could potentially part ways with him. You'd only have to give up a mid-round pick. I know he's coming off the ACL, but you'd have a first crack at maybe keeping him around for a while. I think he'd be a great fit. Long, lean, mean, perfect guy to add to this rotation if you're going to add to the front part of the line.
That would be right up the Patriots' alley. They want a distressed asset they can get on the cheap, value, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, Trey Hendrickson never is coming here. He's too expensive. No way. Yeah. His age, please. That's not going to happen. But I do – they have been kind of living on the edge. Knock on wood, they've kind of avoided major injuries.
100%.
Like, and we always say, like, this is a good – this is a solid team on defense if they don't get injured.
Right.
But, I mean, how long can they go without, you know, getting some injuries here and there that are going to impact this defense? And this defense, I think we all feel, is good, but, I mean, they've been playing some cupcakes. I don't think they're elite, even though they had 5 sacks. Please look at the team they just got it in. I don't know if this defense is good enough to match what the offense has been doing. So I would be all for getting defense help if you can. So I got
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that the Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. And whenever works for you.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Guy like a Jalen Phillips, I go, okay, yeah, you know, he's got a little history with injuries. He'll come cheaper. That I could see them doing that. But I'm also not opposed to them getting a Jacoby Myers or Breece Hall either. Well, you know what? They got a pretty cool offer. Why not soup up? It's like, we got a nice car. Let's give it, a little wing, you know, give it a little some eyebrows, give it some eyelashes. Let's make it look a little fancier. You could almost boost the offense too. So I hope they do something because I think they're the buy-in from the fan base. There's a fervor for this team. And I think even though most teams never make deals, I think the Patriots it'd be advantageous if they did because I think it would be a signal to the fan base that they're all in this year.
So, Fitzy, offense, I like the idea of adding to it because I don't think what they're doing is sustainable. But my one question is, and I've overused this word a lot over the last 6 or 8 months of sports talk radio, but the vibes on the offense seem really good in the wide receiver room, the
Correct.
Whole thing. The linemen love the backs, and the backs love the linemen, and all the receivers love each other, and none are bitching like they were just a year ago. Mm-hmm. Do you risk the chance? Certainly with A.J. Brown, you risk
A.J.
the
Brown
chance.
A.J. Brown would risk it, yeah.
And even Jacoby Myers, he's a guy that's used to catching 85 balls a year, 90 balls a year. Like, that's
no fun place. I think he would. But go ahead, Fitzy. Go ahead.
No, I'm with you, Ted, that Jacoby Myers would. I think he'd be so happy to find himself back in a place where he didn't want to leave in the first place. And then also in a winning situation that he would fall in line. I don't see any offense in the NFL, let alone this one that he's so familiar with, that he wouldn't suddenly fit into. If you want to add something truly dynamic, Breece Hall, obviously, absolute home run. I still like Kamara. I don't know if he's going to be made available. He's not been in the rumor mill or the swirl of trade populations recently. But, yeah, I mean, you're right, Andy. You do not want to upset the delicate balance of this offense. But if you also want to make sure that you get deep in the playoffs or, God forbid, sell more merchandise and make a legit Super Bowl run, you could use a home run hitter.
617-779-7937. What do you think of the potential trade targets for the New England Patriots? Would you be hunting for a big fish, big game, or are you looking to just add a little depth on defense? Let's squeeze in a phone call here. Let's go to Paulie in Dedham. What's up, Paulie?
Hey, Paulie.
Hey, what's happening? Teddy, hope you're feeling better, brother.
A little bit. Thanks, bud. I'm glad to be back at work.
All right. All right, man. You know, my soulmate, God rest his soul, from Melrose. It's a great town.
Great town, bud.
A lot of class people there, man. I tell you, it's my favorite town in Massachusetts, I say that. But anyway, I like Travion Henderson. I've been talking about him all summer. I go get him if you can, but I thought the price would be coming down. I thought Cincinnati was getting in the middle of a collapse. They seem to, with borrows going up, but they've stabilized. And the price is going back up. So I'm kind of shifting and going to, I'm more looking at linebacker now and safety. You know, outside linebacker, if you can kill two birds with one stone and get a guy that can play linebacker cover, you know, and rush the pass for a bit, that'd be a home run. And I really think they need a safety, you know, a real field general out there in center field to solidify that secondary. And on offense, we need an offensive. We need a left guard badly.
Thanks for the call, Paulie. We have a young left guard. He didn't play last week, so I understand why you'd be looking for some depth at left guard. When he said offensive line, I thought he was going to say you need a backup tackle because you're getting by with mm-hmm. Moses and Will Campbell. Mm-hmm. Yep, a swing tackle. Lord only knows what happens there. 617-779-7937. Who would you target on the trade market if you were the Patriots? But up next here, Drake May has a chance to make more history, rewrite the record books yet again, but he does it against the Browns, the best defense in the NFL, the best defense the Patriots will face this year, Mike Vrabel said. A little Drake May versus Cleveland's defense talk up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that the Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch full episodes, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for the Greg Hill Show, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why fans. It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.